producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. As we roll into the second hour on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. My guest this hour from Texas/U.S. Law Shield, which you can participate with them if you live in Florida or Pennsylvania or Oklahoma or Colorado or Texas, and they're trying very hard to get in a state near you despite all the bureaucratic red tape that the other states throw up, are Edwin Walker and Michelle Byington. Guys, we got a caller on the line that wants to ask you some questions about gun laws, some gun laws. So let's find out what is up. Ed in Kentucky. Yes, sir. What can we do for you?
Hi, brother. Long time no here.
Yeah.
Michelle and Mater, I got a question. Friend of mine is for military. Law enforcement in the military. He was MP, secret military police, and CID. And this expanded 14-year career. He was going out one day to go practice. Well, he puts on his holsters and grabs his gun case with his weapons in it, locked up, everything else. And he didn't put a jacket on. He just walked out with these holsters on as his neighbor freaked and called the cops.
What state?
Indiana.
Okay.
And he's on his property and everything else. And the gun case is the top of the car when the deputy sheriff pulls up, turns around, and says, "We got a complaint that you're carrying a firearm." He says, "Look at my holster." He goes, "Do you see a firearm?" He goes, "See a case on top of my car?" He says, "That's the weapons." He goes, "And the case is locked." He goes, "I got the key in my hand." He goes, "Tell little Miss Know-It-All and Busybody stay out of my business." He goes, "Sir, I have to take you in." He goes, "For what?" Well, gun threat. He says, "BS." He goes, "Go get a warrant." He said, "Sir," he goes, "look," he goes, "I'm 14-year military law enforcement." He goes, "I know the Constitution better than you do." He goes, "Go get a warrant for my arrest now." Well, he left, came back with his supervisor. They explained the situation. The supervisor asked him, he goes, "Do you have a carry concealed permit?" He goes, "If I had a carry concealed," he says, "my weapons wouldn't be in the case now, would they?" He says, "Now," he says, "here's the situation." He goes, "You people," he goes, "I filed for a carry and conceal. I've been through the classes." He goes, "I haven't received nothing back from your loving state." He goes, "Now, you charge me with something legitimate or get sued for harassment." Well, he got a letter 2 weeks later saying, "Your application for carrying concealed has been revoked because you had a police incident." He went off. He says, "It's bad enough the government's not giving me my carrying concealed permit as a law enforcement officer in the military." And he says, "I should have one because I did over 10 years in military law enforcement." He says, "I should be able to get the rights as a standard police officer." He says, "I'm waiting on that." He says, "Now," he goes, "you're revoking me because a little old lady got panicky and seen my holsters. She goes, oh my, what would she do if I came out with a toolbox full of tools? He says, you people can go and get them. And he left. And he reapplied very quickly. He reapplied. And the sheriff even told him, you know, personally, his executive from the sheriff's office even says, we're gonna, you know, just do away with the paperwork. He says, how long is that gonna take? he goes, you people are nuts. He goes, I'm gonna move into a state where they respect gun owners. And I mean, with all this, I mean, is he wrong in anything? What can he do about reapply? I mean, he's going to reapply, but he can't conceal from it. He did nothing wrong, but just because the police were called about a gun incident, that's why they revoked his permit.
Yeah, I don't think your friend did one iota of anything wrong. It sounds like his neighbor is a busybody who is overly sensitive.
Oh, she is.
To life, apparently.
She watches the whole street.
Unbelievable.
Well, if the person was on his own property, pretty much the law in every state is that you can have a gun on your own property, whether it's concealed or whether it's open. That doesn't make a difference. So I'm kind of curious, if the police didn't arrest him, if he was never charged, then there should be no record of any kind of quote-unquote police contact that would have made him ineligible to get an Indiana license. So there's a lot of...
Because you had a police incident, we're revoking your permit status.
So even the mere encounter with a police officer will make you ineligible for a license?
That doesn't sound right.
What this guy needs to do is he needs to appeal that decision to whatever proper venue, and he needs to file, if I were him, an internal affairs complaint that they are basically strong-arming me into not being able to possess a lawful firearm.
Yeah, there's a lot of in order to give an accurate legal answer, he probably needs to contact a firearms lawyer there in Indiana that knows the ins and outs of the specific statutes that you're dealing with, because just the story, there certainly is a lot of holes in it. For example, the laws that we're most familiar with, the laws here in Texas, the exact same scenario that you described would not have resulted in any criminal charges against the person, and further would have not made them ineligible in any way to get a Texas concealed handgun license. So,
well, like I said, he did. He challenged the officer. He challenged Deputy Sheriff. He goes, if I did anything wrong illegally, he goes, go get a warrant for my arrest.
That's not what they're referring to. He's talking to after action.
And the thing is, you know, he says, if I did something wrong, he goes, one, I'd admit it. He goes, and two, he goes, if you think I did anything wrong, he goes, go get a warrant. He goes, I don't see a warrant. He goes, you're just here because of the busybody two doors down. He goes, look, he goes, I'm on my own property. He goes, my holsters are empty. He goes, I put on my holsters so I don't have to do everything when I get to the range. He says, two, he goes, why are you here? He says, he goes, my guns are in this case. He goes, and I got the key. He says, if I had a carry concealed permit, he goes, my holsters wouldn't be empty. Now, would I? Would they?
Yeah, this is all very, very bizarre. And my advice to this guy is he needs to appeal that decision and go to the proper venue and basically bring all this out. Be like, look, the police officers couldn't even concoct a charge. A district attorney didn't concoct a charge. Nothing happened after this encounter. I was not arrested. No warrant was submitted. You know, give me a legal basis on why I am ineligible for my CHL.
He called the State Highway Patrol, and they're going to look into it, but he says, you know, even a trooper said, he goes, they're being railroaded. He says, he goes,
all right,
some police departments don't like issuing military, former military, and
All right. We'll be right back. Thanks for the call, Ed. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Talking to the, well, to the only two players at Texas/U.S. Law Shield that I know, Michelle and Edwin. I know there's a bigger team than all that and everything, but they're the ones I lean on whenever we're talking.
We're
you
here
and the law. Thank you. Thank you so much. Before we get into New Jersey, let me ask you a question. As far as this police officer is concerned, how much malfeasance is mainstream media doing going down the street and pointing out his house saying, this is where he lives?
Well, they're just compliant in this. One of the things that's interesting is that, of course, the police department's been criticized for not releasing his name because they were doing it to try to protect him. And the thing about it is that I kind of see that as a good idea with all crimes.
Yes.
In the fact
not
that
just the police.
Correct. That the media basically has absolutely no qualms with, indicting, convicting, and punishing somebody on the news as the mere fact that they've been arrested. And so, I think that might be a good policy for everybody in the Institute that, look, we cannot release the names of people who have simply been arrested. We cannot release the names of people who have been charged. Only whenever they are tried and convicted do they become subject to this media, scrutiny. And so, certainly if they can't prevent it, and I realize I'm not trying to step on any kind of freedom of the press or anything, but the media is highly sensationalistic. And so they are definitely not above, accusing people and convicting them in the court of public opinion without letting them have their due process. And so anytime they incite people, it's just like, you can sort of make an analogy whenever the New York Daily News published the names and addresses of all the licensed gun owners in the state of New York.
I think it was only a couple of counties, but I know exactly what you're the Westchester Journal or the Leicester Journal. They sounded like a sauce or something.
Yes.
I don't remember who it was, but I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
Let's segue real quick because you guys do operate in Pennsylvania.
Correct.
And unfortunately, a young lady named Shanine Allen did not know that you operated in Pennsylvania. And then she got her concealed handgun license and crossed over into New Jersey. And like a good citizen, when she got pulled over for the improper lane change, which I guess she didn't put a signal on or something, she gets pulled over for that and says, "Hello, officer, I'm Shanine. I do have a concealed carry license. It's right here on my right hip."
Yes.
Well, for members that join you in the states that you were currently operating in, if they just give you a call, that would never happen to them, would it?
That's correct. And that's one of the great services that U.S. Law Shield provides, is that access to information. So not only do you get access to legal representation that's completely paid for in the event that you have an incident where you use your firearm, there's not going to be any deductibles, caps, limits, or fees like there are with many other programs. There's no caps. And in addition to the representation, Texas and U.S. Law Shield provides legal advice for gun owners about situations just like this. I mean, we get calls, multiple calls on a daily basis. What are the laws of this state? Does this state recognize a concealed carry license? Should I go here? In which we've actually had Texas members who have, said, "Well, I'm taking a trip and I'm going to New Jersey. Can I take my gun?" Of course, that leaves us shaking our heads, saying, "Haven't you even watched the news?" But we tell them, "Look, you're legal to go to Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania fully recognizes Texas rights. If you can find some place to safely store your firearm in Pennsylvania, leave it in Pennsylvania whenever you go to either New York or New Jersey. Come back and get it on the way out." So if she had been a U.S. Law Shield, a Pennsylvania member, hopefully this entire incident could have been avoided by her simply picking up the phone and saying, "Is it ever legal as a Pennsylvania license holder to carry my handgun into New Jersey?"
See, her big mistake was she was not a NFL football player beating on his wife, because if she'd done that in New Jersey, well, you get a free pass on that one.
The lawyer in New Jersey is actually the U.S. Law Shield local counsel for the state of New Jersey.
Evan Knappen.
Yes. And he did a very, very good interview with the media where he points out this exact thing. He's illustrating the fact that the district attorney's office there, the state prosecutor, refused to offer her their pretrial diversion program, which would have allowed her to do a little probation, do some community service, but ultimately have the case dismissed so she would not have a record. And they willfully, you know, they gleefully allowed Ray Rice to do it for punching out his wife, but they will not allow her to do it for being honest and, you know, and carrying her gun into Pennsylvania and, of course, being honest whenever the trooper approached her vehicle. And he pointed out this hypocrisy and then said, you know, he got two years probation and a two-game suspension. She will gladly take a two-game suspension. We will accept that deal immediately. But that just goes to show you where they're that really goes the anti-gunners philosophy, in that their hatred of, because she this is otherwise appears to be a very nice lady, completely law-abiding, wants to do the right thing, but yet the anti-gun people, they hate guns so much more than they actually care about people.
Well, I mean, she works two jobs. She's got two kids that look just absolutely great. I mean, just beaming in every picture you see them with. She's beaming in every picture they're with. She's a black female. You know, that's, her subset, black female, is the largest growing subset of American gun ownership in the United States today. She'd only owned the gun for a week.
Yep. Yeah, and the thing about it is that she, you know, their gun possession laws are designed to keep the guns out of the hands of criminals, and yet there's no evidence that she is a criminal whatsoever. And so, like I said, their compassion for somebody in her position is just seems to be dwarfed by their pure hatred of guns, and they will punish people who have gun offenses to the fullest extent of the law, regardless of the other circumstances that make gun ownership, you know, that make the gun possession issue important. If it's gun possessed by a gang member, clearly that's a different animal than a gun possessed by a lawful citizen who simply was mistaken as to whether or not she could carry her gun from Pennsylvania to New Jersey.
Bad guys certainly aren't going to tell police officers that pull them over they don't have a gun. You guys hold over until the next segment, because we didn't put out any contact information. We'll get that done. I'm still getting used to my new clock, guys. Hang on one more time for me. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right. Welcome back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. My guest this hour so far have been Edwin and Michelle from Texas Law Shield. They're going to join me at least once a week. We talk this stuff all the time. Guys, I got before we give out the information and everything, I got a call for you. So can you take another call before you go?
Of course.
Okay, here we go. Don in Austin. Yes, sir. What can we do for you?
Good morning, folks. Questions for the good people at Texas Law Shield. With all this going on at the border here in Texas, if a person went down and worked on, about almost all the property there is private property, and you were providing security at the request of the homeowner, what rights, if any, do the feds have to tell you to booger off, if you will? I mean,
well, the feds wouldn't have any right to tell somebody that they're not allowed to defend their property, or if they've been asked to defend the property of a third party. The federal law enforcement doesn't have any jurisdiction whatsoever on private property issues with regard to that. Now, keep in mind one thing, that because we have heard from a lot of these people who want to assist people who have ranches and farms and houses along the border, and we completely sympathize with those folks, and they are certainly in an unfortunate geographic situation there. Keep in mind, you cannot use deadly force against a mere trespasser. And so we get that question a lot. If somebody is if they are solely a trespasser, you can use force against them. You can hold them for apprehension, but you absolutely cannot shoot and kill somebody who's a mere trespasser. Now, if they escalate their trespassing to something else, like a burglary, aggravated assault, any kind of attempted robbery, that sort of thing, then you may be justified under other legal provisions, but you cannot shoot a trespasser, even if it's at night. But as far as federal interference with people trying to protect their own property, that I haven't heard of any specific examples of that, but I certainly do not think that that is a lawful exercise of federal power.
Well, I mean, you have Border Patrol and different people walking up on some of these militia groups that are there at the request of, you know, they're working on people's property. And, you know, they're being told, you know, to go away, subject to arrest, you know, walking around with guns, you know, it's going to get you in trouble.
Yeah, I'd like to see under what lawful authority they believe they have the ability to do that.
Kind of wonder.
I have not heard of that happening. I've not seen that happening, but I do not think there is any lawful authority that a Border Patrol officer would have the ability to tell somebody what they can do on private property.
Now, if you detain an individual who is trespassing on that property, and the law enforcement refuses to pick up or deal with that individual, obviously you have to cut them loose. Can that individual turn around and sue you or sue the homeowner for illegal detention or false arrest or anything
like
that?
Yeah, there's a civil claim out there. It's called false imprisonment.
Can an illegal immigrant sue anybody in the United States?
Yeah, they have just as much rights under the legal system as you and I do.
Really?
Oh, yeah. So if you detain an individual at gunpoint on your property who's trespassing, a civil lawsuit may sneak up behind you for false imprisonment. Now, what you'll have to do is you'll have to respond to the civil petition and basically have your attorney argue to the judge that you were justified in detaining this individual because they were trespassers. And hopefully, you know, at that point, a judge will kick it out on summary judgment. But if not, it'll be a fact issue for a jury to determine whether, you know, the false imprisonment or they get damages for false imprisonment.
Let me just clarify here for me, okay? Don, please hold on. I'm not going to cut you short or anything. Somebody breaks the law and crosses over into the border. They're not only trespassing on private property, they're trespassing nationally. And if Don has been asked by some property owner to help her stop these guys and to catch them and round them up and turn them over to the Border Patrol, and he levels a weapon on them because that's the only way he can get them down, they can try to sue him despite breaking two laws, because illegal immigration and trespassing, that's two laws, isn't it? Isn't that two laws? I mean...
Well, yeah, the thing you have to look at is just because somebody has the ability to sue somebody doesn't mean that they're automatically going to be found liable. Here in Texas, we have open courts, which means that if somebody believes that they have had a wrong committed against them, they can file a lawsuit. The clerks are not empowered to just offhandedly prevent people from filing lawsuits. So if they have a lawyer, they can hire a lawyer who file a lawsuit. If they can file a lawsuit themselves, it's called a pro se lawsuit. And so then it becomes up to the courts and up to the defense counsel to put forth reasons why either, number one, their lawsuit should be dismissed because it is frivolous, or number two, that there's no legal standing for them to file the lawsuit. But that doesn't mean that the lawsuit in and of itself cannot be filed.
Yeah, I believe there was a case in Arizona or New Mexico where this happened, and they won, the illegal immigrant won, and got this guy's ranch that had been in his family for X number of generations. And, you know, that was back a few years back, where that happened. But I mean, like, if they're also, let's say cattle gates open and letting the rancher's cattle escape or run out and doing things of this nature, does that change the complexion of the situation in it?
Well, yeah, if somebody is justified in using force or deadly force under Chapter 9 of the Penal Code, then the Texas Civil Practice and Remedies Code says, and a lot of states have this, so this is not just unique to Texas, a lot of states have what we call civil immunity, which means that it is a defense that somebody can raise in court that they were justified in using force or deadly force, therefore they have no liability for any injuries the person may have sustained. Now, that doesn't mean, that's not immunity from being sued, but it is ultimately immunity from liability. So, yeah, if somebody found a trespasser and held them at gunpoint until the police arrived to arrest them for trespassing, if somebody actually caught somebody breaking into their barn and used deadly force against them because they were a burglar, and it's shown that they're justified in using deadly force, then it doesn't matter how much damage they may have caused, they are immune from any liability.
Now, burglary in Texas has to happen in the dark, correct?
And theft has to happen. Burglary is a form of theft, but the Texas law that says that you're justified in using deadly force is theft at night. Burglary is whenever somebody enters through a building or structure to commit theft.
Okay. Everybody hold on. Coming up on the last break. We'll finish this all up. I guess you guys are roped in. You're going to finish the show with me. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Back one more time today on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. My guests, Evan and Michelle from Texas/U.S. Law Shield. They're talking to Don in Austin, Texas, which, you know, for them, Texas is their stomping ground. Don, did that get anywhere close to the answer you were looking for?
Yeah, it did. And it's John.
Oh, okay. Well, it's got Don up here.
Don.
This is John in Austin. I thought I recognized the voice.
Yeah. I had one more question, and then I'll let her go.
Go.
In my mind, the federal government has abandoned the border. It is failing to hold up one of its primary constitutional tenets, which is to protect and secure the border. And it seems that they have abandoned the border. If that is the case, then doesn't a citizen have the right to step in and defend the border?
Guys.
Well, I think that question requires a more esoteric answer than a legal one. Certainly any citizen has the right to do anything they want as long as there's no law prescribing it. Now, where the difficulty is that how is somebody to do that? You know, how is the private citizen supposed to do that? Certainly they can do it on their own private property. That's absolutely something they can do. But you know, if a group of illegal aliens is just walking down the main street of Laredo and they're like, we're here, we crossed the border and nobody stopped us, I don't know that a private citizen could do anything to apprehend them without committing a criminal violation themselves.
Well, I'm actually not worried about it. That in the, you know, if they're in, they're in. But down on the border, like I'm talking about, and I guess the other part of the question is, you know, obviously carrying rifles as opposed to pistols or both, you don't have to have a concealed weapons permit if all you're carrying is a rifle, correct?
Correct.
That is absolutely correct.
Okay.
Yeah, I do like that one myself. John, good to hear from you.
Take care, folks. Thank you for the answers and your and everything. Thank you very much.
Okay, sure enough.
Guys, let me ask you a question. One of the things that's been happening on the border. First of all, I'm blown away that an illegal immigrant who's here illegally can file a lawsuit, but this is Obama's America after all. We've seen a couple of incursions here recently where there's some people claiming that they're running protection for the drug cartels, where the Mexican military has opened up on the Border Patrol. Now, what about a private citizen? What about a ranch owner who's sitting there watching all this stuff streaming across the border, and all of a sudden a rotary wing aircraft pops up on the horizon and starts opening up on them?
Well, when the Mexican military opens up on anybody on U.S. soil, I think it should be considered an act of war.
As do I.
I mean, that there should be no questions about that whatsoever. Obviously Mexico has no respect for the rights of American citizens, as evidenced by the fact that that Marine is still in a Mexican jail as we speak. So we should have absolutely no respect for any kind of Mexican authority on this side of the border. And like I said, in 1914, Pancho Villa raided the town of Columbus, New Mexico, and killed 17 people. That was an act of war. Any kind of Mexican, any kind of action by a Mexican authority on this side of the border should be viewed exactly the same way.
We chased him quite a bit, didn't we?
Yes, they did.
Chased him quite a bit. Interesting times that we live in. For you guys,
yeah.
for what you guys do, you really are specialists. And this is for the newer audience that hasn't ever heard you before. You really are specialists at what you do. This is really the when somebody has to call you, which I think we need to point this out. Membership with Texas Law Shield starts at $10.95 a month with Texas U.S. Law Shield and the states they operate. This is not a retainer. It's not buying a list of lawyers. If you're paying $10.95 a month and you get charged with a gun crime, they are there. They're not going to come and say, well, that $10.95 just got you my phone number. Here's my bill. You're paying your bill. And with them, the unique thing about them is after you call the police in a self-defense situation, then you call them and then you have the attorney-client privilege already set because they're going to get you ready for what's coming next, because you're about to get questioned, aren't you?
Yeah, the Texas Law Shield program, Texas Law Shield and U.S. Law Shield are legal services companies. And with the legal service company, all of the members have a membership. And the benefit of that membership is that in the event that they are involved in a firearms incident where they have used their firearm to defend themselves, someone else, their property, perhaps they've been unlawfully accused of carrying a firearm in somewhere where they're not permitted, then they have the benefit of having legal representation, a lawyer retained by Texas Law Shield to specifically represent them, and it will not cost the member any additional attorney's fees whatsoever. So the member benefits by actually already having a lawyer that knows that will be there to represent them. They don't have to look for their own lawyer. They don't have to peruse a list for a lawyer. There's a lawyer already there, as well as the fact that they don't have to worry about any kind of caps, deductibles, retainers, nothing of that. The entire fee is covered by that member's membership fee.
You cannot beat that with anything. There's a couple of services out there. There's one in Virginia where I think Ken Cuccinelli set one up, and his monthly fee is nearly more money than your yearly fee is. And that's just for the retainer. That doesn't cover if he has to actually defend you. So, I mean, this is a unique service. These guys do a unique, and they do something I can't do for me. You can't do it for yourself. Even if you're an attorney, you would want these guys in your corner, because when they walk in, especially in Texas, you guys have gotten a little bit of a rep in Texas, haven't you?
People have heard about our ways.
About our ways. Yes, I know that everybody looks at you two and they say to themselves, they are strong with the force. Give out the website where they can find out more about you, all the other stuff real quick before we run out of time and This is what I like when I have these guys on. We say, well, you're going to be on for X amount of time, and then it rolls over, and they just keep going with it.
Yeah, if you want more information about U.S. Law Shield, just check out uslawshield.com, and that has a smorgasbord of information on the benefits we provide. And then what's very cool is that there's more stories on the website that people can look at to see exactly the sort of cases that we have had to handle for law-abiding gun owners.
You can also ask them any questions about where you're going to travel to, what you need to be aware of when you're going, all this stuff that if you get on the road and go out beyond your borders, since we don't have national reciprocity, you need to know this stuff as you go about and travel. They're the ones that have all the answers. Guys, thanks for joining me today. I don't mind you guys holding over because it's been a while since we talked, so I've been going through withdrawal.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Bill. We were happy to be here.
Thank you so much. We will do it again. Let me know when.
All right. Sounds good.
You guys stay safe. All right. You live in Pennsylvania, Oklahoma, Florida, Colorado, or Texas. $10.95. That's the price of your peace of mind when you're carrying a gun out there. Unparalleled service they offer. Glad to have them on board. Didn't get to get to a whole bunch of stuff, but that's okay because we will pick that up and cover it tomorrow. Now, tomorrow we're going to be joined by Kerry Davis, the Dark Angel. If you're out there thinking about carrying a gun, there's a chance you might get involved in a gunfight. And Kerry Davis is one of the best trauma medics out there on the planet. We're going to talk about what you can do to safeguard yourself and innocent people around you in the event a gunfight occurs around you. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control, not ever. It's always going to be about total control. On a Tuesday, this has been Lock and Load.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.